and keys. President Trump says on social media that he supports a Republican spending bill aimed at keeping the government open through September. He says Democrats will do anything they can to shut down the government, and he is calling on Republicans to remain united to get it passed. House Speaker Mike Johnson is set to put it up for a vote on Tuesday. Sadness in Newark, New Jersey, over the death of one police officer after a shooting. He's been identified as 26-year-old Joseph Ascona. A second officer is in the hospital and five are in custody, including a 14-year-old who is charged with murder. Mayor Ross Baraka.
These are officers who got up yesterday morning to do their job, to go outside and make sure our streets were safe, to make sure 8-year-olds are not killed by stray bullets. To make sure our grandmothers could sit on their porches in peace.
CBS News is first to report that workers at the Legal Immigration Services Agency are being asked to volunteer to help immigration and customs enforcement across the nation. That's according to an internal email as the Trump administration ramps up its immigration arrest and deportation operations. The assignments are set to begin in 2 days. In Toronto, police say three men randomly opened fire at a pub in what they are calling a reckless act of violence. At least one suspect had what appeared to be an assault rifle.
When officers arrived on scene, they discovered 12 individuals suffering from various injuries. Those individuals were transported to local hospitals.
There's another change in President Trump's tariffs, and the back and forth is making it tough for businesses to keep up and plan for the future. Some farmers say they have had to raise prices. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Trump is now threatening reciprocal tariffs against Canada, targeting some lumber and dairy imports. This week, Trump postponed his plan for 25% tariffs on many Mexican and Canadian goods. The whiplash is creating confusion in industry and agriculture.
The talk of more tariffs obviously are wreaking havoc at the moment with the grain market.
The White House says the tariff pause will last 1 month.
What's known as Bloody Sunday happened 60 years ago this week as troopers brutally attacked peaceful blacks seeking voting rights trying to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge. The late Georgia Representative John Lewis suffered a skull fracture that day and spoke there in 2020 before his death.
Get in good trouble.
Good trouble.
Good trouble. And help redeem the soul of America.
2 weeks after that attack, a crowd of thousands crossed that bridge. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever. That's four lines on unlimited welcome for just $25 a line per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. You'll also get the new iPhone 16 Pro, four of them for the entire family, when you trade in up to four phones from our top brands. That's a new phone for everyone, only on the network you can count on. Verizon. Visit a store today.
20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply for phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
O'Reilly. You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A global look at how women are doing in the workplace.
The 2025 Glass Ceiling Index from The Economist is out, with Sweden, Iceland, and Finland ranked in the top three countries for best equal treatment of women at work. The U.S. was ranked 19th. A main reason?
One thing that really stands out is how they treat working mothers. This is a kind of recurring problem in America, for example, that it's the only country in the group not to have any federally mandated parental leave. Women aren't guaranteed time off work once they have a baby.
That's researcher Lizzie Peet. Worldwide, the median wage gap is stagnant at 11.4%. Women in executive positions in the U.S. are improving at 43%. Brad Gibson for CBS News.
Sad details now about the deaths of Oscar winner Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa. Forensic experts say the 95-year-old Hackman died of heart disease with complications from Alzheimer's a full week after his wife. She died of a rare rodent-borne disease at their Santa Fe home. The chief medical examiner say their deaths were natural. Allison Keys, CBS News.
with your forecast. I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs in the mid-40s, a little breezy out of the southwest. Clear tonight, 31. Sunshine, 50 degrees for your Sunday. On Monday, sunshine with a high near 57. Tuesday, mostly sunny, low 50s and mid-40s Wednesday. Right now, it's 44.
That I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Oh, what big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. What full lips you have, they sure to look.
Walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Oh, what a big heart I have, love better to love you with.
Racine's local home for news and timeless hits. They're back here on WRJN. That's where you're going to find them. And kind of a nice day out. Sunny skies. It's not bad. 48 degrees at Radio Park. Where no one ever goes. Put it in your
just a Robinson's affair. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-coo-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. light is shining through the window. Let me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing through the jasmine in my mind. See the paper laying on the sidewalk. A little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep with a screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
We spoke and we listened. Timeless hits and local news. Back here on WRJN, Crazy Elephant. Give me some of that good, good loving.
From the land of Georgia to the Gulf Stream border to California, I'm gonna spend my life a broken island, baby.
Give me good loving every night. Give me good loving, make it all right.
Crazy Elephant at WRJN. Rick Johnson, Saturday afternoon. You know, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, there's nobody any better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badger, and Bucks, along with on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour weekdays. See the entire weekly sports lineup on demand. All you got to do is go to WRJN.com.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Scene one meal at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best.
Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I got my own sunshine on a cloudy day. It's Rick Johnson at WRJN Saturday afternoon. A group that, everybody agreed with, said he sounded like a lot like Tommy James and the Shondells because that's who mentored them. Alive and Kicking, Tighter and Tighter at WRJN.
local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Make a dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in a car like an island he's all alone.
Two can make it just for any place.
sunlight plays upon her head. She must be kind.
Good.
timeless hits. WRJN.
Basketball game this afternoon. If you didn't happen to hear it, Penn State upset the Wisconsin Badgers 86-75. Looked like the Badgers were just going to take off and own the court in the beginning, but they fell behind in the second half. Once again, if you didn't hear, the score was 86-75, Penn State. Give me some of that good loving. Spencer Davis Group said, hey.
Give me some of those.
Timeless Hits on WRJN. It's Rick Johnson on Saturday afternoon. Also, if the Badgers weren't enough this afternoon, we've got high school basketball for you coming up tonight. Racine Lutheran is going to meet up with St. Catharines tonight, pregame. And the pregame will start about 6:30, and we'll have the tip-off here at WRJN.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine. Wellness that works. On the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be.
night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. President Trump says he strongly supports Republican plans to pass a 99-page spending bill that would keep the government open through September 30th. If House Speaker Mike Johnson fails to get it passed, the government could shut down in 1 week. Johnson is trying to bring it up for a vote on Tuesday without Democratic support. And Trump says on Truth Social that Democrats will do anything they can to shut down the government. Outrage in Newark after one police officer is killed in a shooting and a second is injured. The slain officer is 26-year-old Joseph Escana. Essex County Prosecutor Theodore Stevens says a 14-year-old is charged with murder and attempted murder.
One gun was recovered from the suspects. Several individuals are in custody as a result of that interaction, and they're being interviewed by the police and by the Essex County Prosecutor's Office.
In the nation's capital, people rally to support Ukraine as more than 20 die in Russian strikes after the Trump administration stopped providing military aid and satellite data. That follows a shocking